Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I'm glad.
See me when
put your hand on your hip and just tell them, why don't you look like it?
Grateful, because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence, because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified, that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified, in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord. And we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't look like what I've been through. Bishop White, Bishop Richard White, I don't look like, hallelujah, what I've been through. And I'm so grateful unto God I don't have the war scars. It's a beautiful thing. And then Pastor Hinton prayed the prayer of faith this morning, Pastor Mark Hinton. And we need Jesus. We need him. Without him, we're not going to make it. We are not going to make it. So if we'll seek him while he can be found, everything is going to be all right. If ever there was a time to draw nearer to God, now is that time. I promise you. I know we always thought we would have more time. Even when we was younger and as we get older, we feel like, oh, well, I'm gonna have time. I'm gonna do this next week. I'm gonna do that next week. No, now is that appointed time. Today is that day. And today we come together to praise God. Praise is what the believers do. Praise is what the saints of God do. Praise is what his people does. Yeah, we praise God because he has done so much for us. We can't forget all that he has done for us. brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Not only that, the situation have come up and he fixed it for us. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he has. And he won't stop. He won't stop right there. Yeah. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end. So guess what? That's the best promise we could have ever gotten. We go through some things, but he's right there all the time. He's right there on the outside all the time, looking, fixing, removing, helping. Many days it looks as if God is not there, but he's right there, I promise you. And so this afternoon, so used to the morning being here, I just thought we should praise him. And I know I wanted to praise him, and I just wanted a few people to praise him with me. And I didn't do a show on Friday. I said, well, let me go in here Sunday, and let's give God some praise on one accord. Now he said, well, two or three. We started off with four. If we agree on the praise, he's not only going to hear, but he's going to bless. His word says, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. If ever there was a time for man to draw unto God, it is October the 3rd, 2021. Today is that day, and every day from now on, really it's been time to lift him up, because the world is getting wickeder and wiser. I never thought I would see what I'm seeing in these United States of America, but they no longer call it that. They just call it the U.S. Yeah, they just call it the United States. It's not the United States of America no more. So what happened to of America? Where did that go? And so much has changed in our own country right here. And charity starts at home and spreads abroad. It starts with us. We can go and share anywhere else that we like. But we need to share a home. We need to get home as close as we can to God. Sometimes that's going to mean we got to forget about ourselves to bless others. Because God wished that none should perish, and we're the same way. We don't want anybody to perish. We want everybody to come to God. We want everybody to accept his son Jesus and come to God through his son, because it's the only way you can come. Yeah, if we try to come any other way, we come in as a thief and a robber. That's what his word says. So I just wanted to have a song service. And what that means is I play songs and we begin to praise God from a sincere heart. Because this is what God deals with. He deals with our heart. He knows the very intent of our hearts. And that's what he's looking at. He's not looking at what we say. He's looking at more so what's in our heart. In other words, what we're doing. Because if what we're doing is what we're saying, then he know we're telling the truth. But if we're saying one thing and doing another, he know that we're liars. So we come this afternoon to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to give praise and worship unto Almighty God, because truly he is worthy. So listen, we're going to our next song. And the studio is already open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, feel free to press that number one and come in.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Up, down.
God's good to you.
Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good.
Good.
Everybody say, all of my life. Come on, Zion, say. All of my life.
All of my life.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Oh!
church, they used to sing a song that said, hold to his hand, everybody say, let me hear you say, hold, God done changed. Has he ever fixed it for anybody? Let me see you wave your hand. Somebody say, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. 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 That's the old one. Everybody say, these they tread and forget about their soul. And for their soul, but I decided, but I decided to make Jesus, to make neighbor, tell him the road gets rough. The road gets and the going gets tough. And the hill and the hard to climb. I started out, I saw a long time ago, a long time. There is no doubt there
A long time ago. It's hard to fast when Bishop Brady is next to you, because he keep on telling you the chicken tastes real good, Prophet. You just ought to taste it. And then he said he the one that cooked it. Give Pastor Brady a great, great big round of applause. Come on, give Pastor Herman a great, great big God bless you, Bishop Seth. Give Bishop Grady a great big God bless you. My mama and my daddy is here. Give them a great, great big God bless you. I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to bother you. Sit down. Jesus is here, church.
Back.
like that song. I feel that I'm so far from you. What's the next part? But still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew. The memories are calling me. I must confess. Oh, I've been blessed. But still, my soul is not satisfied. Tell somebody there's got to be more. Renew my strength. Restore my joy. And wipe away or dry my weeping eyes. Everybody say, take me back. I wanna go back to the place where I... Tell somebody, look at somebody, say, take me back. We're glad to be here tonight, and we trust that God is getting ready to say something to you. If you want to know where I'm going, where I'm going soon, come on, yep. If anybody asks you where I'm going, where I'm going, so come on, tell them I'm I can't hear y'all, come on. To be with my Lord. I'm going up beyond, going up beyond, going up beyond, to be with my Lord. What if they are? I can take the pain, the heartache they bring. As God gives me grace, I run this race. When? Until I see my Savior face to face. Everybody say, come on, I'm going up the aisle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Prophet Brian Kahn this afternoon, and Songs of Melody, old school, they call it, Melody Songs. And we thank God for good gospel music, thank God for praise and worship, because this is what I found out over the years. When the praises go up, the blessings of Almighty God come down. And when his blessings come down, he don't always tell us what type of blessings, but he will bless us. He won't even owe us. He won't owe any man for praising him even. If you praise him, he's going to bless you. He's in the blessing business. And he's always wanting to give unto his people. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And so we're grateful unto him. All right, area code 907. I'm coming at you right now. Good afternoon. Bless you. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am blessed and highly favored. I love you, Mama, and I thank God for Jesus in the morning. I thank God for Freedom Doors Ministry. I thank God for his word. I thank him above all. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise, Father. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. You know, some days it's really overwhelming, just to sit back and think about the goodness of the Lord. And earlier this week, Mama, remember when we were talking and I said, Mommy, I said, I opened my eyes this morning. And I opened my eyes. It had to be on Tuesday, I want to say. Earlier this week, opened my eyes. And usually in the morning when I wake up, the first thing as I tell God, thank you, then Amen. The day can commence. Then the day can start, because there is no day without him. So I tell him, thank you. And so this earlier this week when I woke up, I opened my eyes. I proceeded to tell the Lord, thank you. And as I opened my eyes and began to talk to him, this is what I felt in my spirit, what I felt in my heart. And I heard, let the wheat and the tares grow together. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the wheat and the tares grow together. And the day of the harvest, God would do the separating. Mm-hmm. So I just want to encourage people. You see a lot of wild things in these streets. You see a lot of wild things going on in this country, in the world, in homes, in people's hearts, in their minds, in their lives. And I would just encourage all of us to come together, or even in your time when you spend with God, to pray for people and pray for their minds. Pray for their minds and their hearts, because those are the vehicles that are driving people. And they've taken them on some really, really wild, dangerous trips, and they have no idea. They have no idea who's at the wheel. They think it's them, but it's truly the spirit of the enemy driving them. And they have no clue, but we who belong to God, we sit back and we watch, and we want better for them, and we hope better for them, and we pray, and we have faith that God will come up in them, and that he would make us, they would make a start with him, and when they put their hand to the plow, they'll in no way look back. And so when I heard that this week about let the wheat and the tares grow together, oftentimes if I read something in the word and I don't understand, Mama, you know, you and I will have fellowship and we'll talk about it. I'll ask the Lord to reveal it to me in the natural so that I'll have a clear understanding of what he wants to show me and what he wants me to learn from that lesson. And so I opened up the Bible. So after I woke up and I heard that earlier this week, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and then the day of the harvest, God will do the separating. I opened up my Bible. Listen, y'all. When I opened up the Bible, I opened it literally to that scripture. Like, you just literally grab the Bible and open it up. And it was in Matthew, and I began to read it, and I began to tell God, thank you, because I know that he was speaking to me this week and sharing that with me, and ultimately he has it manifest. And so don't be dismayed when you see things occurring around you in your families, in your homes, at school, at work, in the church, in the world. It does not matter. God yet has it all under control. And I would really encourage everybody, all our brothers and sisters in Christ, and even those who are trying to make a start with God, don't give up. Don't get weary. Keep pushing. Keep studying your word. Keep seeking God's face. Keep knocking on the door. Keep asking. And when you do all these things, do it in faith, because I do believe God is going to bless and cleanse and rectify and straighten every crooked line. So don't be dismayed, but I would encourage people to seek God, and to the brothers and sisters in Christ that know him. Serve without judgment, not a lack of discernment. Ask God to give you knowledge, wisdom, and a great understanding of his word, and then also to what it is he's called you to do and how he has called you to labor unto him. Because a lot of times today, in this day and age, people that belong to God, they say they belong to God, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christians, they will serve, but with all judgment, with all judgment. And in my mind and in my heart, I've talked to the Lord about these things, and I said, well, Lord, I want to serve you with my whole heart, mind, body, and soul. I put you above job, above family, above my mama, the queen, above all things, so that I can get it right and please you, God. But with that, we have to have discernment. So I would also encourage people, when you're praying and asking God to lead and guide you, asking to bless you with a spirit of obedience, for it's better than the sacrifice, and ask him to bless you with a spirit of discernment, so that you will know when these things come upon you and when you encounter people, if it be of God or if it be of the enemy. Because otherwise you will find yourself in a situation that you're trying to pray people out of, because you don't have a discerning spirit. You don't know whether it be of God. So serve God's people, serve each other in loving kindness, pray. Do it without judgment, but ask God to give you discernment. There is a distinct difference between the two. And if you don't know what it is, ask God and he will reveal it to you. But I want to tell you guys that I do love you dearly, and I will be praying for all of us, and I would pray that you would do the same for me in the name of Jesus, and that you would be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And God bless you, Shante. I tell you the truth, that's what it takes in this hour. We got to have discernment, and we must obey God. We must obey him in this hour at any cost.
Amen.
It does not matter
Amen.
What's going on, how it's going on, who is going on with. Obedience is in order, and we must have discernment of spirits, because look, so
Amen.
Many are here. I look at these people in these churches on Friday. We celebrated Coco. And when I looked around in there, just dead, just when I say dead, it's like it was dead. And I'm like, what is wrong? I see how the world got to be like it is, because the church left God. The leadership even of the church left God. And there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And we got to come back to that book. We got to come back to them 66 chapters. And we got to get in there and apply it to our everyday life. Because if we are not applying the word of God, then what are we applying? Because that which is of us is no good. That which is of the devil is no good. We're only going to win if we obey God. He said we belong to him if we obey him. But if we're not obeying God, then there's only one other source to obey, and two more, your flesh and the devil. And again,
all right,
it won't bring us to a good end. So we must learn to obey God. And see, people don't want to look old-fashioned. They don't want to look like they're not hip. They don't know what's going on. Education is the way. If you're not speaking this way and that way, then you're ignorant. You're this, you're that. But let me tell you something. Woo. Glory to his majesty. This is what his word said. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. But his word says, thus saith the Lord. This is what God had to say. Stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old path, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Yeah, and that's what a lot of them saying it without moving their lips, because they showing the action of it. I'm not doing it.
Say it.
I'm not going to obey that. That's not what God's talking about. They'll make excuses and try to change the word so that it can fit what they want it to fit. Yeah, I'm not loving nobody. They don't speak to me. They don't love me. He said we even got to love our enemies. Again, there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction, because it's you. It's not the way of God. We got to go back to God wholeheartedly.
Amen.
And the day that America goes back to God. Yes, ma'am.
Can I say this too? The other thing, because I know there's a lot of self-righteous folks, and they above everything. And they, on Sundays, if you catch them, they think they're better than God and Jesus altogether. But I noticed too, the intent, you know, God looks at that in the heart. And I feel like there's a lot of brothers and sisters that operate where they feel that just because they didn't do it physically and it didn't manifest by their hands, that they're covered and they're fine. But the devil is a lie, because the intent. So the intent is the judging piece. So if you didn't cuss somebody out because they cut you off, or you didn't put your hands on someone that upset you, but you had intent in your heart and a lust to do that thing, you may as well say you went on and did it. But people don't necessarily repent for those things that are intent-based. They only repent for the things that they actually do, when we need to be repenting for all of it, all of it. You see, I'm telling you, these rules to this game are very specific. And if you don't know the rules of the game, how can you play it thoroughly, and how can you do the best, and how can you perform the best and do the best for God if you don't know all the rules? In any game, even children know, okay, if I'm going to do Simon Says, yes, I want to play, how do you play the game? They get the rules, and then they master it, right? And then they come out a winner in the end. But it seems like the older we get, we forget these things, that, like, you have to know the rules, and the rules are in the Bible. God has given us a roadmap to life on how to operate and how to function. So don't just think because you didn't physically do something that you're all right. You're still good in God's eyes. No, the intent of the heart. It's the intent. So I'm reminding myself and everybody, you know, it's the intent, and we have to seek God's face wholeheartedly with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. And if we find ourselves slipping even in the intent of things, to repent immediately, because that's also frowned upon.
Amen. You know, I was looking at some scriptures as we spoke about discernment. And 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. If we look at Philippians 1:9-10, it says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Yeah. Looking at John 7:24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. See, some people, don't judge me. I can judge righteously, but I can't just judge you according to the flesh. It's got to be according to the spirit. Yeah. And so much is going on, but, you know, people have their own ways about things, and I'm sure without moving their lips, they're saying, it's my thing. I do what I want to do. You can't tell me what to do. And you got other people telling them, do your thing. You ain't got to care about what they say. It's what you want to do. But they never consider God. God is a God of respect. He just don't do any and every old thing in and every old kind of way. There's always order to him. There may not always be order to us, but there's always order to him. And sometimes the way he moves us, it will appear we don't have order. Yeah, but it's the move of God, because he's doing something for us. Hallelujah. And doing something great for his people.
Amen.
I tell you over and over and over again, there's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody greater than him. we haven't learned to, Shante, to accept what God allowed, because it don't feel the way we want it to feel. But if we accept what he allowed, we'll be better off. Because his word says all things, not some things, but all things must work together for our good. He know that we love him, and he called us. Some of us he chose. So if I accept what he allowed, I'm going to be blessed either way. It may not feel good to me in the initial state of going through, but the ending is going to be a blessing and miracles unto me. Yeah, when I first started out with him, the trials that I had, they wasn't always easy. But I learned, even in the midst of the trials, accept what God allowed, Barbara. Let's see what the end going to be. Look what he did.
All right.
For you. When you were losing your mind, he came and rescued you. Hallelujah. When you needed food, he put it on your table without selling dope, without any kind of prostitution, without any kind of illegal activities. He came and he put food on the table. Now, if he did that, let's see what else he can do. Trust him. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 showed up for me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. I'm going to tell you something else, Shante. Excuse me.
Ma'am.
I talked to the preacher wife, and I'm finding this out. People don't want to walk up right before God and just trust him. They don't want to go through trials. What they want is for God to come and deliver everything in their lap. Well, see, the church didn't teach me this, and because the church don't know that. You remember hearing this, every tub have to sit on its own bottom.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
When I came to God, the pastor I was under, Charles C. Woods, he wasn't talking about, well, when you're 16 and you have a baby, when you're 15 and you have a baby, when your parents was dysfunctional. No, he didn't come talking about that. He came telling me this. With God, all things are possible. He come telling me this. It takes faith to stay with God and to get results from God. Those of us that come to him, we must believe. And believe that he is a rewarder of them. This was the key. That diligently seek him.
All right.
God, I don't care how old you was when you had your baby. I don't care what kind of dysfunction your family had. He's a deliverer. But you got to seek him. Now, when you're seeking after the pastor for the knowledge of what the pastor going to teach you, you're going to miss the mark because he don't know it. He don't have it. God has it. God, Almighty God got all you need. Anything you need, he got it. Anything you need to know is in his word. But when you go outside of God seeking, you're going to find yourself in trouble.
All right.
And that's what happened. She ended up in big trouble. And so many more end up in trouble because they want the church, the pastor, to give them where only God can. The pastor can't deliver me. God delivered me. Charles C. Woods was the baddest prophet I ever known in person. Samuel was my favorite prophet in the Bible, but Charles C. Woods was right next to Samuel. If he told you God said it, please believe me, it was coming to pass. But Charles didn't teach me about all that foolishness of my natural self. He taught me what I needed to do concerning the Spirit of God so that the Holy Ghost would teach me everything I needed to know, and God would allow it for me to go through trials so I could get every lesson I needed to get. But we want the man to teach us. And they're coming up with ways. They're coming up with ways to teach you, but there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is going to be destruction. That's what he said, and he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. I recommend today you get on your knees and pray. I recommend you pray and ask God for wisdom. The wisdom of Almighty God. My recommendation is that you would pray that God would fill you with the Holy Ghost. He would baptize you even in the Holy Ghost. Because many calling it the Holy Spirit and this and that. Not what the word says. And so many go into other Bibles. And we go into YouTube. Going to YouTube for what God can give. I can't fool around with YouTube. Not for what only God can give. I got to go to God. He said man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. We back to there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Because if we picking up the wrong teachings, it's going to destroy us. But if we'll seek God with our whole heart, but we lazy. We lazy. We want everybody else to do it and we just come to them.
Mm-hmm.
So Barbara, you go ahead and seek God for me and then I'm going to come over there and get from you what God said. My sister was telling me last night, people call her and say, hey, did God talk to you last night? She said, yeah, but what he said? Well, he didn't say nothing concerning you. He was talking about me. And they get upset over that thing. They'll call you and ask you, I just called to see if God had a word for me. Well, if you were seeking him, he wouldn't tell me the words for you. He would have told you. But they love that prophecy thing.
Can I say one thing about that prophecy gift really quickly?
Yes,
I remember one day I was at work, and this is if God has blessed you to know a prophet or a preacher or evangelist or a man or woman of God, no matter the role in the kingdom, you don't have to seek that person out for the things that you can get from God directly. And I'm speaking specifically towards the prophetic piece because I know you're a prophet, Mama. So remember I was at work one day and I called you or something and I called you and you said, hey, there's a lady that's going to walk by your office and you described what she had on. She said, when that lady comes to your office, have her come into your office. I need to talk to her. And so I did that, but God had already set that up. So it wasn't any type of awkwardness with the woman. Like I knew her and I had a good relationship with her. She was a good friend of mine. So you don't have to seek the prophet out and say, hey, does God have a word for me? Or tell me what you see, prophet or prophetess, whatever. Because God sees everything. And in his due season, he will bring that thing to fruition. I didn't even know that you were going to tell me that because I'm calling to talk to my mama. And I didn't know you were going to tell me that, but God had an ordained time and for the whole situation. So for those that have an itchy ear, like you don't have to do things like that. God will bring it to you. You don't even have to bring it to the man or woman of God. So I've seen that over the years, and I always thought that was very awkward, like that people would call and ask. But I understand when people want it hot off the press, but God will not give you something that he's already told them. What I believe the prophet and prophetesses are for is for confirmation of what God has already shared with his people in some shape, form, or fashion. But again, I don't know, it's different today. I guess folks operate differently. It's that McDonald's version, like they got to have it right now, right now, right now. But that's not necessarily how God functions.
your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Jonathan Nelson, I believe. Yeah, I believe today. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so you can hear me now. I'm back. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I tried to bring it through my cell phone while I took a quick break, and it wouldn't do it, but that's okay. We back, and we thank God for it, and we was talking about discernment of spirits and the ways of God, not our ways. The ways of the world are neither the ways of the devil, but we were talking about the ways of Almighty God. And we must accept what he allowed. We must obey what his word says, because he left his word here for us for a purpose. Yeah. And the purpose is for us to know him. The purpose is for us to know what he requires of us to stay with him. Yeah. Because we can leave him. Yeah. Obeying ourselves and obeying the devil and all, we can leave him. Yeah, we can leave him, because the flesh wants to be pleased, and the flesh is against Almighty God. Brother Griffin, Brother Marquez Griffin, called me early this morning, and we finally got to talk. We have been trying to talk for a while, and he was sharing the same thing about discernment of spirits. You got to know the difference. Yeah, you got to know the difference between Almighty God and the difference between yourself and that enemy that is called the devil. Mm-hmm. And once we learn these things, we're going to be good. Because now you know the difference. In your flesh, the devil and God, you know the difference. And God is not going to tempt you. He's not going to tell you anything to do that's against his word. No, sir, and no, ma'am. He won't do it. What he's going to tell you to do is what his word says for you to do. Hallelujah. God is in the blessing business. There are things that I wanted and this and that looked like it would never come. But as I had patience to wait on God, he brought it to pass. And how many know what he brings to pass? It won't add no sorrow. It won't make you cry over it. It won't make you wish that you did not have it. Yeah. So what we got to do is keep trusting him. Yeah, keep the faith in him. Keep praying to him. And it's going to be all right. Well, if I'm honest, it's already all right. What we're doing, we're just waiting on him. Yeah, we are simply waiting on him. And we want to remember obedience unto God is better than the sacrifice. Obeying God is better than you paying your tithes and offering when you need the money to pay bills. It's better than pressing your way to church when you don't feel like going, but you making a sacrifice to press your way. Obey God is better. Yeah. And we thank him. I just found something that says, prayer is the most important conversation of your day. Take it to God before you take it to anyone else. Yeah, and see, this is what many do. They take it to everyone else instead of really taking it to God and waiting on him and believing that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Prayer is the most important conversation of your day. Take it to God before you take it to anyone else. And learn to wait on him. Because he's coming. And when he comes, he's going to fix everything. Oh, yes, he will. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and have the patience to wait on God, because he's coming. He's already there. You're just waiting on him to fix your situation, and he's able to do it. He's able to see us through over and over and over again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So listen, I'm going to one more of the morning, and when we come back, if no one else have anything they would like to say, I will pray us out. But if you have something you would like to say, press that number one and come in.
Is weighing me down. It's choking my heart. I'm chained up and bound. Well, if pride is my prison, then grace be my key. Sweet Holy Spirit, come rescue me. Oh, Spirit, Spirit, I surrender. Spirit, Spirit, I submit to you now. I surrender. Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit,
surrender.
Spirit, Spirit,
to you now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is New World Sons, our Canadian brothers. And I haven't played these fellows in quite a while, but I like a lot of their stuff, a lot of their songs. And we're going to get out of here, I believe, and move on in Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank God today for good gospel music. We thank God for songs of Zion. And we're grateful unto him. I have one more I want to play, and we'll go from here. And when we come back, if no one have anything to say after this, we will pray out today. Hallelujah.
So I like them old songs. I like them old rocking saints. You know, makes me think of them saints with them little hats on. Sometimes they had little necks. I guess to keep the hair together. Some women wore them stockings you couldn't see through, you know, them white. You know about it, Elder Vincent. And they was always, and see, we were an oppressed people, pressed on the job, oppressed in the home, not much money, very little, if any, education, and low class. I mean, God has brought us from a long way. Some of y'all know that. Especially Pentecostal people, you know. We you know, God had to go among those who were not too proud to say Rosa Handolova Yitililio and didn't know what they was talking about. And rolling in the dust and doing some of those things they did. I remember they used to kind of froth at the mountain. They'd bring toilet paper in there and they was telling us they were getting purged. And I was saying, Lord, don't purge me, but you know. And we were fasting and praying, and none of us had very much money, and we didn't have anything in the promise of our future but Jesus. And some of them old saints used to stand up in testimony service. It looked like the Lord would just give them songs just hot off the wire. Maybe out of their prayer life. You know Ella Braggs, what was happening there. Something way down on the inside. One of them old mamas would get up and sing a song, and they'd look right at you and say, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Come on and help me sing it, choir.
Hold to his hand.
God's unchanging hand.
God's unchanging hand.
You better feel your something. He turns. Why don't you just
hold
to God's unchanging
hand.
Come on, let's sing it, Mother Reese. You know that song. Sing it, everybody. Years may bring
whatsoever.
if they bring, if my earthly prince forsake me, if my earthly prince forsake me, still walk closely to his tree, come on, still walk closely to him, please, while I hold to his hand, well, I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. Let me tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to run through some of them old songs. Mama, I'm looking at you. God, I'm looking at you. Now, I'm going to have to call you to help me a little bit. Some of them old holiness songs that you, my grandmother used to get up every Sunday night and sing some of these songs. And before you knew it, you know, we couldn't sing it long without. We couldn't go to parties. The only place we could dance was in the house of the Lord. Yeah, got my war clothes on. He's a great consolator. He's a great consolator. He's a great consolator. Come on, pop those hands.
Ah!
say jump.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bishop Carter Pearson, and the old medley songs, they call them, over at Azusa Street. Hallelujah, I've enjoyed that of many a day. He was one of the greatest praise and worship leaders that I have ever known, Carter Pearson. And I enjoyed hearing him many days. I recorded, made CDs of his stuff so I can play it in my truck. Oh, yeah. My dad would love this kind of music. And so I thank God for it this morning. All right, Sister Jerry, your mic is open. Good afternoon. God bless you. How are you? Can you hear me, Sister Jerry? Unmute your phone, Sister Jerry. Okay, we're going to give her
you know it,
minutes.
Barbara. I had it on mute. You know I had it on mute. I'm steady talking. Good afternoon, Barbara. Thank you for a great praising this afternoon. If I ever need to hear the word of the Lord praising, ooh, I needed it today.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Gavin and myself, we have enjoyed it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you.
God is showing out today. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That's all I want to just tell God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't thank feel very good today, but thank you, God. I should be feeling worse. Lord, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you better, it'll all be all right. As they say, it'll be all over
in the morning. Yeah.
So I thank God. I thank God. I mean, you're just bringing in the right message. Cabin in that clapping, as you can hear him, we just thank God.
Yeah.
We're trying to live the life we can according to what God has ordered us. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you for keeping us safe in this season.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you for us trying to do, but like you say, we're no longer the United States of America. We're just the U.S. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So, yes, Miss Bob, I'm a little sick today. I'm just sitting here trying to get over the nausea.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Lord. It's
thank
gonna
you,
be
Lord.
All right in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Ain't no use to worry.
Yeah.
No use to worry. Because it's gonna be all over in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
We can be for a night, but oh, joy, it's midnight. I'm saying, God, thank you, David, for the song 30. It'll
yes.
be all over in the morning. Thank you, God. So I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic back, Bob. I just want to say thank you for your time. Thank
yes.
you for your time.
Yes. We
thank
you
God.
For
your energy.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God today, Jerry, because he's able to see us through. And without him, we can do nothing. And we're grateful unto him that he comes for us in the way that he comes. And some people are not thankful. You know, they want it their way, Jerry. And if it's not done in their way, the new wave, new age way, they don't want nothing to do with it. But I believe in that old school, as they call it. And it's not so much old school as it is God does not change. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today, and he will be that way forevermore. I'm thankful unto him this afternoon for all he has done for us, for what he's doing right now, and for what he's going to do. Great and mighty things. Hallelujah. There is none like
him. She used to say, Jerry, he's the same guy yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen.
Don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. And he hasn't gave up on me, Barbara. I've done it my way and failed. But even in my falling down and failing, God has brought me through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. He's that kind of God, Jerry. He looks beyond all my faults and sorrows, my needs, amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise.
I know we are key without singing, but he don't care. He knows the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God's been good to me. Oh, yeah, all of my life. Kevin said amen. Yes, Lord.
All right, Kevin. All right, Mr. Kevin. Yes.
You want to have me saying that too? He said amen. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, Barbara, by me bringing him with Jesus in the morning, I'm seeing such an improvement in him.
Amen.
So much an improvement with him and how God is working with him and through him.
Thank you, Lord.
He wasn't
Thank
a bad child, but I see his... you can't hardly tell he's autistic anymore. So we thank God for that.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like
this. It won't always be like this.
No, ma'am. God will perfect that concern in us. Sooner or later, it'll work in our favor. He's turning it around for me. Around for me. Yes, ma'am.
So I got nothing but time to wait on the Lord. Because they that wait on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm going to put you on mute, Barbara, and let these little pains go through my stomach. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be all right, Jerry. It's going to be all right today. In Jesus' name. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. All right, all right. I'm not going to say after this song anymore. I'm just going to, when it's time to end it, I'm just going to end it. But I got this one right here. And I'm going to play this request.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
That joy in my heart, I want the whole world to know that
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, I am.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Ooh, oh, wasting time
looking for an easy thrill,
looking for peace
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Miss Helen Baylor this afternoon, and I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him, and so we're thankful this afternoon. We're going to pray out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Have a blessed afternoon. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Shantae calling in, God, and thank you for Sister Jerry calling in to speak. Thank you for Sister Dorothy Goodman. God, I thank you for my true friends because, Lord, you have shown me true friendship. You've shown me a lot of love through others. And we're grateful unto you for love, for you are love. Father, as we depart this afternoon, bless our going and bless our coming. And Lord, bring joy, peace, and happiness. If there's nothing but a thought, do it for us, God. Bring laughter to us that we can laugh, for laughter is like a medication. Lord, help us not to be stagnated and stuffed and stiffed in you, for the joy of you is our strength. So help us to loosen up in you and be excited and happy all concerning you in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring Jerry before you, and I bring Sister Dot before you, and I bring Shantae. And Father, I ask that you would bless these women. You know what they're standing in need of. And Lord, I ask that you would move in a mighty way. Father, I ask that you would send your angels, Lord, to minister to them, to give them what they need. And I bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming their way. Anything that's not you, God, we bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for their sake in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would loose your anointing upon us all, that God, we could stand in this hour and that we stand remembering you, keeping our minds on you, because it's you, Father, that will keep us in perfect peace. We ask, Lord, that you would loose your angels, your protecting angels, to stand watch, to shield and protect us, keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger. And, Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. And as we all go out today, those coming through the podcast and the archives, as we depart from here this morning, Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And, Father, we thank you and we ask it again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Again, October the 3rd, 2021, I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you in Jesus' name. So we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back.
From Calvary, and it's gone to Salvation Station. There's a train leaving from Calvary, and it's gone to Salvation Station. I'm gonna jump that train, gonna jump that train, gonna jump that train. Take that kind, guy. Gonna jump that train. Gonna jump that train.